What do brown puppies, brown kittens, and brown babies have in common? Stay tuned and you'll find out. Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll even tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps there will even be an opportunity for you to meet them. The answer to the question, what do brown puppies, brown kittens, and brown babies have in common, will be answered by my guest today, Lupita Samuels. She's written a compelling series of four books, the Colorblind series, and we're talking to her about Think Folks Are Too Dark, Think Again, Is Brown Too Brown? That's one of the books in the series. Lupita, welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing very well and excited to talk to you about your books because you've got such a wonderful, compelling message, and you've written it in such a creative way. Why did you write the book, Think Folks Are Too Dark, Think Again, Is Brown Too Brown?
Well, I'm going to tell you maybe something personal.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I listened to people talk. And I would hear them say, that one is so dark. And I looked, and they were brown. I was like, so what's wrong with brown? You know?
Wow.
And I myself felt as a child that maybe if I was lighter skinned, I'd be more loved, I'd be more accepted, because I saw a preference for people who were not of dark complexion. So it's also a personal thing for me, too.
Wow. You know, that's amazing. How did you come up with the idea to talk about humans in terms of color, but then also to include animals? I thought that was an absolute such a different idea. When I started to read the book, and I looked at this and I thought, well, of course, there are brown animals. There are brown dogs, brown bears, brown birds, brown horses, brown cats. And we don't think twice about that. How did you have that vision to think about
observation,
that?
Observation.
You must.
You know, I also teach science. I also teach science at school. I taught while taught because I'm not teaching anymore. But, you know, you learn to observe and sometimes to look at the things, the simple things of life that a lot of people just overlook. You know what I mean? Just tune into the simple observations that sometimes just escape a lot of people.
Exactly. That's what impressed me so much. You see people all the time. I mean, I see people in my neighborhood. I know you live in New York. I know you see people in the park. They walk their dogs, and their dogs are all kinds of different colors. But nobody ever looks at their dog and says, oh my, you're not a smart dog. You're brown. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever does that.
No. And one thing, again, that caught my attention when I was doing research to write the book, I was reading something about India, and they have these beautiful, just beautiful brown people. What I found out, Suzanne, is that skin bleaching is a multi-million dollar business in India.
Wow.
Because these beautiful brown people are dissed, they are set in the back, stepped back in society, because if their skin is too dark, they're not welcomed in certain places, in certain family circles, in certain strata of society. And they invest a lot of money in applying topical skin bleaching products to lighten up. And I don't think any human should have to do that. A brown dog doesn't have to lie enough to be accepted.
Nobody
a
bleaches.
A brown cat doesn't have to do that.
No, nobody.
I mean, the skin bleaching, it's a big business, even in Africa.
Nobody bleaches their brown dog. Nobody bleaches
exactly.
their brown cat.
Exactly.
Everybody.
So if we can accept a brown dog, why can't we accept a brown human being?
That's what I liked about your book so much, was that you point that out. That's one of those things that we see, but we don't see. I think that's mm-hmm. so interesting. There are educational aspects around the book as well. Let's talk about that. Each one of the books features a workbook section. Tell me a little bit about the workbook section of each book.
Well, the workbook section is to have the reader reflect, have the reader understand, expand, and to come to a different mindset after the exercise is done.
I think you have a really heightened awareness about the educational aspects because of your experience in education. Would you think that's true?
Yes, I would say so. I think it's, I can't hide, right?
No, you can't hide, Lupita. No, you can't hide that intelligence from me. I hear it.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted the kids, one of the things we do when we read in a school setting is to have the kids make, or the reader make, text-to-self connection
right.
and text-to-world connection. So the questions are set up in a way that they can make those connections. A child can connect it to self or to somebody else.
Makes them think differently, right?
Amen.
I love it. There's also a self-reflection section in each one of the workbooks. Tell me a little bit about that, because self-reflection for individuals is so important. It's so important to look inside ourselves.
Yes. And we want people, sometimes people don't say, but sometimes people of color are made to feel like they're not valuable in society because they're dark-skinned. And we want them to love themselves, to accept themselves. And then if we can do that, if I can accept myself, Suzanne, if I can love myself, then it's easier to love you and anybody else. I can transmit. I cannot transmit what I don't have.
Was there a person or was there an event or what inspired you to write this series?
Well, Suzanne, if you look around what's going in society, color is always a big issue.
You're right.
And as I put in the beginning of the book, sometimes, Suzanne, it's not even across races or across cultures. It happens even in families. I've heard people say, well, you know, my mother has 6 kids and I'm the darkest one. And they don't feel like they're up to par.
Right.
Or you will hear comment like, why did this, you know, dark-skinned woman, why did this man march to this dark-skinned woman? She's so dark and he's so light. Why didn't he, you know, it's like he's stepping down. I met a beautiful Indian girl who was having tremendous problems with her in-laws because she thought, they said she was too dark for the husband. But they're both Indians, but he was like a couple of shades lighter than she was. And for the family, it was a big deal. This is in the family, in the same race of people.
Oh, my.
So we need these books, Suzanne. We need to eradicate this foolishness.
And you are... I am so happy to tell our listeners that you and your Colorblind series, all 4 of the books, are being featured at Book Expo America in New York. Now, you're going to be there, right?
I'll be there at least one day.
When does...
It's probably the last day. I think it's day 3, I plan to be there. But the book will be there anyway.
If the listeners go to the Book Expo America website, there's a and just click on it. There's so much information there. It's going to be held at the Javits Center, and there's a huge map that shows where everything is, and you'll be in the Lit Fire booth. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I think it's booth. Is it booth 229? I think it is. I think it's booth 229.
You know more than I do, so yes, that sounds good to me.
Yes.
Can the listeners, is it open to the public? Will they be able to come?
Oh, yes. It's a big event in New York City. Big time.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited that you're going to be there because I think that is such a wonderful opportunity for you to get this message out. And I know we've been talking about children, but it seems to me that the books and the ideas in the books and what you've done have so much wider appeal. I can see a book club taking all four of these books and using the reflection section and the workbook section to go through and work through work through the information in the books. I can see a community center offering a training class involving mm-hmm. all four of your books. I can see a church offering a training class around this. And you use so many wonderful examples. I love it that you use a banana at the beginning of one of the books, and you talk about unwrapping and taking off the skin of the banana,
mm-hmm.
and that we can't do that. We can't really unwrap ourselves. Inside the banana, you can see that it's different, but you really don't know the banana. It's just like a human being. We can't take this skin off. It's part of us, and it's part of who we are, and it's part of our
mm-hmm.
our being. So
mm-hmm.
we need to be proud of our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's tell our listeners where they can find the books. Now, I always talk about going to Amazon because Amazon is so easy and almost everyone understands how to use it. And if they go to www.amazon.com, there's a search feature. And all they have to do is put in the name of the book. And the name of this book is Think Folks Are Too Dark, Think Again, Is Brown Too Brown? By Lupita, Lupita Samuels, Samuels. Where else, Lupita, can they find the book? The books, actually.
Well, as you say, Suzanne, I'm sorry, let me cut you. It's on Amazon, as you say, and we can find it at Barnes & Noble and Walmart, and we can find it at the Balboa Press, and they're all over and tons of online stores.
Are you doing some social media? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do have a website. It's still been upgraded, but it's good to go for now. And it's Lupita Samuels together .com.
No space, right?
LupitaSamuels.com. No space. LupitaSamuels.com.
Are you doing any Facebook?
If you put it in Google, my name in Google, they'll pop right up. Even the website.
Are you doing any Facebook or Twitter, Lupita?
Yes, I do have a Facebook account. And I occasionally paste things on it from time to time, yes.
But the website would...
Also on LinkedIn. Also, I'm on LinkedIn, too.
The best place to really find you and the books would be on your website, though.
Okay.
Yes. Do you have some final thoughts that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I'll still allude to what I have in the beginning of the book, that caption that says... one of my favorite captions is this, and parts of the book is this, what says, the skin color tissue seems to be a major social issue all over the world. Sometimes, even among people of the same race, tribe, or ethnicity. Yet, humans have always shown great capacity to love and accept animals of all colors. Can this same capacity be used to love and accept persons of all colors, including self?
I love it. I love it. Thank you so very much for being our guest today on Books on Air. It's just been an absolute pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Suzanne. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for allowing me to be on the show. Thank you so much.
I hope that you'll join me next time for Books on Air. But until then, I want to quote Lupita Samuels. Read, reflect, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Thanks so much for listening.